When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAP sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNC 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural, because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi and Robin Green.
Obviously, the Lindsay Clancy case has reached a massive legal crossroads following the stunning mistrial where the jury reportedly hung 11-1 in favor of not guilty. The ball is now entirely in the court of Plymouth County District Attorney Tim Cruz. The defense is putting on a media masterclass to pressure the state into dropping the case, leaving the prosecution with an impossible choice, drag the shattered family through another highly publicized second trial, or concede defeat on first-degree murder charges for a mother who killed her 3 children. Joining us to discuss where this goes next from the prosecution's standpoint, Eric Faddis, defense attorney, and Robin Drake, retired FBI special agent, chief of the counterintelligence behavioral analysis program. Eric, put your former prosecutor hat on for a second here. 11-1 hung jury, leaning towards not guilty. It's a catastrophic misread of the room by the state. When a prosecution team gets back to the office after a blow like that, after this long weekend, how do they autopsy their case? What was the fatal flaw in how they tried to sell this and the jury was that far in the other direction? They can't be looking at this going, I think we did a good job, guys. Let's do that again.
Exactly. The conversation is not, oh, gung-ho, let's set the new trial for 2 weeks from now. I can't wait to get back after this and do this again. No, instead, they're going to be talking about, wow, we have some real concerns. We have an extremely serious loss of 3 children. And we're the prosecutors. We're supposed to protect the community, seek accountability for crimes. That's on one side. And then on the other side, how are we going to get there? What do we have to change? You know, I think the prosecutor's tone in the beginning sort of vilifying Lindsay Clancy came to bite them in the butt later when the evidence just didn't really match up with that she was manipulative and all of these things. A lot of folks are saying that's not what the evidence showed to them. But then, you know, you can't also just drop it and take the black eye. I think you begin some negotiations and you say, hey, you know, we can bring this again and your client could go to prison for the rest of her life forever. Or maybe there's some sort of alternative that everyone can live with.
Go ahead, Robin.
No, I was just saying, I guess that's why Cruz hasn't come out yet with what they're going to do next, because they're probably talking behind those doors saying, you know, coming up to a conclusion. And so now let's just do the playing it forward, saying they can't come up with a resolution to not go back to trial with a plea, you know, signing a plea deal. Do you think the prosecution then uses the same 2 trial attorneys that they used in that one, or do they move on to different people?
Bigger bows next time, though.
Bigger bows.
Yeah, a couple of
things. Or is the bench thin? I don't know.
Everybody gets a $50 certificate to Claire's before every day of trial.
Yeah, I wonder if they're, you know, it'd be kind of crummy to be the new guy in that office and be like, hey, we got a new file for you. This trial's going to be reset. We want you to handle it. You know, that would be pretty difficult. But one thing too, Robin, is it's just speculation, but I can't help but wonder if the prosecutors began those discussions with Reddington saying, hey, is there some kind of alternative resolution? And that prompted a statement like the one Reddington made, where he said publicly, we're not taking one day of jail. Maybe that is a message during those negotiations to try to gain some leverage in there. I wouldn't be surprised. Those kinds of theatrics happen all the time.
Yeah, I guess I want to ask you about that, how the sausage is made here a little bit. Behind the scenes, there's negotiation going on, correct? At some point there will be, some dialogue to continue this forward, whether it's happening now or might be happening at some point. And that dialogue will go back and forth. How different is that dialogue behind the scenes of both parties, the defense and the prosecution, trying to come to some sort of a conclusion here versus what's being presented to the public on Good Morning America or wherever Reddington's giving an interview or anybody's talking for that matter, where they're going to be grandstanding and really pushing their side of the case. And the other side is crazy for wanting what they want, where, okay, both sides are coming out pretty strong for their case to the public, but behind the scenes, are they likely a lot more in line with trying to figure out a resolution here than we're feeling out here? Or is it really very much dependent on the case?
You know, it reminds me a little bit of politics. Back in the day, there was kind of a very open dispute between Democrat Ted Kennedy and I forget the Republican dude, but he was a leader at the time as well. And mm-hmm. publicly, they were at each other's throats. They're hurling insults. They're saying all this stuff. And then behind closed doors, they're buddies, dude. They're hanging out. And they're trying to reach resolutions and progress for the American people. That kind of thing can happen on the legal side, too. You can have this bluster and you can be making these theatrics publicly, but behind closed doors, I doubt that the prosecutor made an offer that involved incarceration. Reddington's response would be, we're not doing one day of jail and don't you dare make that offer to me or something. I think it'd be more like, okay, I hear where you're at with it. You know, we have some exposure on our side. You guys have massive exposure on your side. Let me talk with my client and I'll get back to you. And so, so those conversations can be a lot more congenial, but sometimes not.
So what kind of charge? So let's do our conjecture hat again and play it forward. So a win for Reddington would be no jail time in general population for Lindsay. So for those that are enraged by letting her go, no, this is not about letting her go. This is about he's looking to put her in Tewksbury, where she's been in a state run mental facility that is jail for people with mental illness. That's a win for him, and a win for the prosecution, I'm guessing, would be a charge that they want to have her admit to, which is whether it's first degree, second degree, third degree manslaughter, something like that. So what actually do you think could actually land legally that the both sides win, where the prosecution gets to incarcerate her where she doesn't have freedom? He wins because he gets her at Tewksbury instead of in general population. And what charge then is aligned with legally what can serve both?
You know, what comes to mind, Robin, is involuntary manslaughter. In some states, it's called criminally negligent homicide. It's where the person was negligent and caused the death. They should have been more careful. They should have done something more. They didn't. You know, that certainly doesn't fit neatly onto
right,
these
it
facts.
Doesn't.
But is it consistent with a narrative that Lindsay Clancy should have exercised more care with respect to the issues she was experiencing, how they were affecting her, how they were influencing her behavior? She should have done something else. She didn't. That resulted in the loss of these three children. Could that be, you know, a legal fiction that everyone could live with? It could, I think. And in terms of that, the potential incarceration is so much lower for that charge. Depends on the state, oftentimes like 3 to 8 years or something. And Lindsay Clancy has been confined for the pendency of this case. She would probably qualify for credit for that. So that could give her credit for time served. The prosecution gets a conviction that is roughly consistent with the facts, and the defense gets freedom. Maybe everyone could live with it.
Illegal fiction everyone can live with. That's an interesting statement. I wonder what the TikTok world would think about that.
It's more like who can walk away with the least amount of egg on their face at the end of the day while the whole carton blew up.
Yeah.
I saw someone in the comments had said it's a bad idea they didn't sequester the jurors. We've talked about this before. It's not that common of a practice to sequester jurors these days.
Especially at length of time.
Let me ask you this. For a case like this, the way it ended up, do you see that sequestering would have made a damn bit of difference in where this landed at the end of the day?
No. I just don't see, you know, obviously there's the prospect and risk of outside influence that these jurors were getting information from social media, regular media, all of that. But I don't have any significant evidence of that. And so, you know, it sounds like these deliberations were rather spirited as it is. And so confining these people to like the same hotel and further depriving them of outside contact, is that more likely to lead to an agreement among the jurors? A unanimous verdict, or less likely. I think it could be even more problematic.
If we were, let's say that we do go to another trial here, which we don't know the answer to that yet, but let's say we do, does the prosecution bring on their same experts they did in round one? I can think of one who's not going to be there. But the others, I mean, they were good experts. They agreed. They did more help for the defense than the actual prosecution. So do you bring them back in? I mean, I could see an argument for yes and for no from the prosecution side of, see, we really do understand that this woman had problems, but we still think she should burn for it, you know, or not. I don't know. I mean, I wonder how much they were surprised by the reactions they got from some of their experts on the stand that weren't exactly, you know, touchdowns for the prosecution.
Totally. You know, when you're considering a retrial, sometimes it makes sense to switch up the game plan. And sometimes that includes different witnesses. You know, you sort of try to gauge, how did this witness do? Were they actually helpful or not? But you run a bit of a risk because if, let's say the prosecution gets all new experts, at the second trial, Reddington's asking him, hey, didn't you, you reviewed reports from the guy who was in your shoes before, right? There was another expert who opined on the exact same thing you did, didn't they? And you're aware that they've said, you know, X, Y, and Z that's helpful for the defense. And now you're just kind of like the new guy who's opinions appear to align more with the side that's paying you, aren't you? And like, so I think that those folks could be very vulnerable if there are new experts at the second trial, but sometimes you got to do it because you're...
So if it's retried, is the testimony that they made in the first trial, I know that was when we were talking about the Murdaugh trial, things that you can't use in a second one because of all the financial stuff, and so it gets a little complicated for my non-legal brain. But in this case, on a retrial, can all the testimony that was used by the experts in the first trial, like you're saying, can that be referenced when Reddington does his devastating cross-examinations of these guys, where they're basically going to be impeaching themselves, not impeaching in the sense of lying, but they're contradicting themselves all over the place?
Good question. Usually you need live testimony at a second trial in order to reference and comment on it. But the exception, Robin, is with experts. With experts, you can present hearsay information. You can present hypotheticals.
Oh, they're doomed.
And you could say like, hey, look, you know, if there was a prior expert who was also hired by the state, who was exactly in your shoes, who analyzed everything you analyzed and came to a totally different conclusion, Would it matter to you to be aware of that? Would you review that? And would that influence, you know, how your opinions in this case? There are ways to do it for sure. Wow.
So basically, they're making it as clear as mud mixed with gravel and horse excrement for the jury.
It's a tough retrial. I mean, you really pointed out it's a tough retrial.
You're taking all of the expert testimony from the first trial, which for the most part did kind of line into one direction of she was mentally ill, except for a little bit. And if you were to get new experts that maybe don't quite agree there, you just have double the experts, double the fun, and double the confusion for the jury of, well, all these experts, now it's not just, I don't remember how many we had, but it's not just seven, now it's 14 that are contradicting each other, and the experts we're bringing in because we want you, the jury, to have a much better understanding of this case. Meanwhile, all the experts are contradicting the other expert. Good
exactly.
luck!
And if I'm Reddington, I am mucking that up so badly. I am referencing every single expert I can. And then at the end, in closing, I'm going to say, hey, you've heard about statements from 25 different experts. They all disagree. They all can't come to a conclusion as to this issue. Doesn't that mean there's doubt? Doesn't that mean reasonable minds can differ about it? And isn't that doubt reasonable? And so if I'm Reddington, I'm exploiting the hell out of that.
Yeah. There is a political calculation here. Cruz is an elected official. I should have this. I don't know it off the top of my head. I don't know when he's up for election again. Maybe you could find that, Robin, while we ask this. And he's facing immense pressure from Kevin Reddington's media blitz. And unfortunately, the reality is a lot of times DAs and people will make decisions on who they're going to prosecute or not based on if they will be reelected for that decision or not. At what point does the DA look at this political reality and say, this might be a little tough. This could weigh. I don't know that this is one anyone wants to hang their hat on in either direction because it's so vile and so divisive in each direction in a fairly split way. I don't see this as a clear, oh, yes, we're on the side of righteousness here. I don't know if you'd really, you know, how do you think politics will play into the decision, Eric, of whether or not to prosecute.
And before you answer, Eric, he's up for re-election November 3rd, 2026. He cleared the September 1st Republican.
No shit.
He cleared the September 1st Republican primary with no opponent.
So we're there's no opponent.
He's
uncontested. He's not opposed. Well, then he's going to win no matter what.
It's interesting that he's Republican in Massachusetts, too.
So, okay, so he's unopposed. Does it matter then?
If he's running unopposed, if there's no, also a Democrat opponent, then, you know, he's going to win, man. So
he doesn't
need to.
No Democrat
and
files.
In fact, he might be well served to try to somehow distance himself from this.
Yeah.
He could even say, like, hey, look, I think we need to have a special prosecutor take a look at this. It's such a high profile case. Try to punt it in some fashion to avoid any political ramifications, which are not good on either side.
Yeah. He's been the DA there since 2001.
One more for you. One more for you, Eric. From the perspective of Patrick Clancy, I know his attorneys released a statement saying the prospect of reliving this tragedy through another trial is extraordinarily painful, especially through the bullshit that he's had to deal with throughout this entire damn thing. It's not like he necessarily has a huge choice in testifying again, unless he were to just completely leave the country. Maybe Adelson it, go to a place with non-extradition and go, I'm not coming back for this. I mean, what options does Patrick have going forward if there's another trial? Does he really have a choice in not having to go on the stand again and relive this shit show?
He probably doesn't. If he is lawfully subpoenaed, he's got to be there. But that's also a potential out for the DA. Let's say the DA really didn't want to try this case, but it's a big case. We have three deceased children. You know, perhaps they use the ground that in the interests of justice, the primary living victim now is Patrick Clancy. He has been devastated. His life has completely changed. We think it's justice for the victim's family at this juncture to not proceed because we want to protect Patrick. You know, could that be an out politically and otherwise to skirt around this really prickly potential retrial? It could.
Yeah,
I could see that being an acceptable answer for some and others. I don't think there's ever going to be an acceptable answer to this case. Eric Faddis, defense attorney, former prosecutor, as always, thank you so much for coming on and giving
great
us an insight on
always.
Thursday. Huh. A lot of questions answered today. Also, Robin Drake, he is on Masterclass now. Robin, tell him about Masterclass.
Yeah, all about behavioral analysis, understanding what makes people trust you. So check it out if you want, masterclass.com/Robin Drake.
Link is in the description. Press subscribe wherever you're watching or listening so you don't miss any of our coverage. We'll continue our conversation in the comments on Substack and YouTube. Until next time, for Robin, for Eric, for Todd, for Lisa, I'm Tony. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Brewski and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier looking skin.
Caps is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first laser center appointment, you'll get a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNC 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The Caps Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier looking skin. Caps is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first laser center appointment, you'll get a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAPS sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons, from tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond. Every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The Caps Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. Caps is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first laser center appointment, you'll get a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAPS sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons, from tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond. Every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose CAPS. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural, because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At CAPS, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAP sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons, from tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond. Every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.